Welcome, bienvenidos, mis amigos. Welcome, my dear friends, brothers, and sisters. We're looking at the epistle for this coming Sunday, and it's from the first letter of John, 1 John, chapter 5, verses 1 to 6, in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. Powerful lesson. I'm calling it faith, love, and victory. Faith, love, and victory. Ready for a blessing? Ready to get into God's Word? I am. Verse 1. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey His commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey His commandments. And His life commandments, or His commandments, are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one that testifies, for the Spirit is the truth. This, dear friends, is the word of God for the people of God. We say gracias a Dios. Thanks be to God. Friends, I don't remember being born. Most people do not. I know it was a Saturday because it says so on a piece of paper that I own. That piece of paper also says who my mother and father are. And according to this passage, with the first word, with the first verse that I read, I do know it was a Sunday morning, when I was born of God, because I remember being in church when I asked Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. But beyond that, I don't remember much. But the thing the scripture says that we just read is that God is our Father when we believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I wish I could remember the exact date. I would write it in my calendar and celebrate it every year. I do remember the 14th of April was the day I was confirmed in the Methodist Church, because it wasn't yet united. And that was a very special day. And I found my certificate of membership, and that's why I do have it on my calendar, and I celebrate it every year. But I do know that God is my Father. My Father is God, because I believe that Jesus is the Christ, and so should you. And the second verse says that all who love my Heavenly Father should love me. Isn't that wonderful? If you love God, you should love me. And if you're a believer, if you love God, we should love you. But the operative word is should love me. But this is the Bible, and it's not playing around. The writer says, if we love God, we love God's children. And we obey God's commands. And further, that God's commandments are all about love. And we obey them out of our love for God. Remember when one of your parents had a commandment about picking up your clothes from the floor or walking your dirty dishes from the table to the sink or even to do the dishes or to keep the imposed curfew? You had to be home by 11 or by midnight. Though it was hard, almost impossible to follow those commandments, out of our love for our parents, we obeyed. And yes, fear was a part of that obedience too, if I should be honest. But it gets better. I'm quoting, for whatever is born of God conquers the world. Isn't that an awesome statement? Whatever is born of God conquers the world. Not that you're going to rule the world. More importantly, the world is not going to rule you. Did you hear that? Whatever is born of God conquers the world, but not that you're going to rule the world, but the world is not going to rule you. Now you're under God's rule. And this is the victory that conquers the world, as he says, our faith. Victory belongs to the one who believes, who loves, and who obeys God through faith. And it starts, the writer says, with our truly believing and accepting that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the one who came by water and blood, our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one. Yet John reminds us that our obedience is not a solitary endeavor, but a pathway to victory. Through faith in Christ, we become partakers in his triumph over the world. The struggles and challenges we face are overcome by the power of our faith. Our victory is not contingent on our own strength or abilities, but on the finished work of Jesus Christ. Now, John concludes by pointing us to the testimony of the Spirit, who bears witness to the truth of Christ's identity and mission. The Spirit empowers us to live as conquerors, grounded in the certainty of our salvation through Jesus' sacrificial death and resurrection. As we reflect on these verses, let us consider how our faith in Jesus Christ shapes our attitudes, our actions, and yes, our relationships. Friends, may our lives be characterized by unwavering belief, fervent love, and the triumphant victory. Let us walk in obedience to God's commandments, empowered by the indwelling presence of His Spirit. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of faith that unites us with Christ and grants us victory over the world. Help us to love you wholeheartedly and to obey your commandments joyfully, knowing that in doing so, we experience the fullness of your love and the assurance of victory. For it's in his name, Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen. Dear friend, have a great and blessed day in the Lord. And I mean it, have a great and blessed day in the Lord. Here's your call to action. This will make your day great and blessed. Stop and ponder this question. Are there areas where you can grow in love and obedience to God? If there are, begin to concentrate on them now. I love you. I thank God for you, and I want the Lord to bless you and protect you all during this day, all during your days. But I want you to be a person of love, loving all people. And I want you to pass this on if it's blessed you. Until the next time we meet, keep the faith, but spread the faith as well. May the Lord bless you and keep you.